Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
Lindsay said, why is wanting a tall, dark, and handsome man too much to ask? LOL, Kendra. I know your dude isn't going to be below average, so just stop acting like these girls ain't worth a good-looking man. Who said, first of all, how do I? There's no way for me to respond to that without sounding cocky, so I'm not going to respond.
I know I'm pretty, but, like, I'm not cocky about it. I'm just humble, and people are jealous of that, and they just sometimes wish they could be me.
I pray that y'all get that man. I do. I pray that every woman, every 10,000 women that have requested that one man gets him. I do. I really pray you do. That's what I pray for you, Lindsay. I pray that you get your tall, dark, and handsome man. Now, 10,000 women want him. There's two. And I don't know how that math equation works. But hey, all the 10,000 women who want the same two men, I pray you get him.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
Look, every woman wants him. And based on how shallow most women are, they're only talking about the men who are really fine. They're not even talking about dudes who are kind of handsome. They're talking about the dude who's a head turner and make women say, damn, he fine. That's the the man that they're talking about. And as Kendra say, the math just isn't mathing. 90% of women can't get 10% of men.
Yeah, we know that, dum-dum diddy. We know that.
Unless they want to be part of a harem. Most of these women, like 90% of these women, aren't okay with sharing this tall, handsome, fine man who makes six figures and who emotionally intelligent. The other reason why you can't get him is because you don't match his looks. Most women aren't beautiful. Only fine-ass women qualify for fine-ass men, and most women aren't fine. Despite what your filters are telling you, despite what your makeup is telling you, despite what your dingbat friends and relatives are telling you, you're not that attractive.
Come on, man. Damn.
Let me tell you something about my good old life over here. I'm not going to stress myself out over arguing with y'all over the same shit for the last 5 years. Okay? I'm really not. And at this moment, if y'all are, can we just have a math? This is a math equation. I know you all queens. I know everybody the same. Yeah, da, da, da. But in the math equation, can someone help me understand?
The net of it, they asking, where your man at, Kendra? Like, Kendra should have never told the world she was single. You should have never told the world you had a man in the first place. You went against your rule because she said she wouldn't do it, and then she did it.
Women can't help but show stuff off. Kendra is definitely into appearances. She's definitely into flexing. You know, if you've ever seen her Instagram, she into that. So even though she said she had a rule to not show her man, she's not going to stick to that rule because she got to show off. Her own narcissism and ego won't let her stick to the rule that she knows herself is best for. And the reason she has that rule is so she don't look stupid when the next relationship or current relationship inevitably doesn't work out.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
If you've been cycling through men for 25 years, there's a 97% chance you're going to be cycling through men for the rest of your life. If you couldn't figure out how to make a relationship work with a man early, it's a good chance you're going to be cycling through men the rest of your existence.
That's a damn shame.
She wasn't getting triggered nearly as much. I don't know if y'all have noticed or not. She'd be getting triggered like every episode now. And that's why. Because she know that was like her last hope at this point. She pushing 50.
Hold on. Well, I will respond to this one. Who said I can't keep a man? Keisha said, let me pull up Keisha. Keisha said, first of all, Kendra can't keep a man just like us. So what you talking about, Lizzie? Who said I can't keep a man? Where'd that come from? Where did that fact come from? Maybe a man can't keep me. What are y'all talking about? I'm confused.
So we're going to play word games now, Kendra. Okay, let me word it the way it need to be worded then. You can't maintain a relationship with a man. Whether you left him or he left you, it don't matter. You can't cultivate a healthy relationship where you don't get cheated on. You can't find yourself in a healthy monogamous relationship with the men you respect and think you deserve. Is that a better way to word it?
Someone help me understand.
Is there any woman who can get a high value man who don't cheat? Yes. The women who found him in high school and college because she was willing to take a chance on him. She picked character over status and money and ended up winning the game in the end. And that's what y'all don't get.
Let's break it down. Let's break it down. No man has ever left me and got married and had another girlfriend. What are you talking about, Keisha? See, some of y'all, Keisha, I'm gonna talk to you directly. You must be a situationship girl. You one of them girls that just be with men with no title, let them treat you any old way. No, honey, maybe a man can't keep me. That's the answer.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
Okay, I'll give you credit. You are slightly on a higher level if you at least require a commitment from a man. But you still get done the same way as the women who didn't require commitment from a man, if we're being honest. And you know why you're still ending up in the same position as these low-life ratchet deplorables? Because you're leading with status and money and looks instead of character, integrity, and loyalty. Women who put those at the top of their list, they happily married somewhere for 20, 30 years by now.
You're goddamn right.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it because I got some bitter bitches watching my show. And I wasn't going to be cocky, but I guess I'm going to have to be cocky. Because y'all got me fucked up. Now, I know some of y'all just used to just doing whatever, open up your legs, spending time with people, ain't been no girlfriend, ain't been no nothing. That ain't me, boo. That ain't me. So the answer isn't Kendra can't keep a man. A man can't keep Kendra. How about that one? And he'll settle for a woman like you who will do whatever without a title.
You know. That lady is angry.
Okay. The fuck? Child. Now I be sitting here trying to be humble. But I feel like I'm going to have to talk my shit at times because y'all got me fucked up. I'm so exhausted with this. You wouldn't date. Firstly, I don't even know what I would date. In my dating history, I've never had this tall, dark, and handsome requirement that y'all have. Let's start there. Okay? But if we're going to compare everything, compare it all down to the ground. When you pay over 80K in bills in 1 month, every month, then compare yourself to me.
Woo-hoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
Hold the phone. Hold the fuck on. Hold the phone. Okay, you went too far, Kendra. You never want to tell people what your pocket's looking like. But hold on, 80K a month in bills? Whoa. Let me pull out the calculator.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Kendra gonna be broke trying to impress people. Trying to have that flossy Instagram gonna have Kendra G broke. Women are terrible with money. Hold on, let's do the math on that. You know she hurt when she had to whip out the finances on them. She big hurt. They hit a nerve when she pulling out the I pay 80K a month in bills. She gotta come with the flies whips, the flies trips, and the flies clothes wrapped around her hips. And she don't care if she gotta go broke to do it, to impress.
Then compare yourself to me. Until then, stop comparing yourself to me. We're not the same. So stop acting like it. Now that was cocky. I know it was, and it was meant to be.
So now everybody's a tough guy.
I'm telling a therapist this, and they don't even know what to say to me.
I ain't never been dumped a day in my life. And that's a fact. I have never been dumped a day in my life. And that's all I'm going to say that. There's not no man I ever have dealt with that has left me. So I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all track record, but that's not how it works over here.
What you want, a cookie?
Her boss babe energy is not compatible with the type of men she dates. It just isn't. And you know what? I'm not even going to say the guys that she get with are necessarily cheaters. Or maybe they didn't come into the relationship planning on cheating on Kendra. But when they realized she ain't never going to have time for me. You know, anytime we get into a disagreement, she get to cussing me out and bucking up at me like she a man. Yeah, I got to get me at least something on the side. Yeah, this ain't fitting my needs. I at least need a few side pieces to make up for where Kendra's coming up short. Kendra's lifestyle isn't compatible with being a high-status man's wife or girlfriend. She too damn busy, and she too damn brutish, and she too damn bossy and controlled. She probably controlling. I can't say for sure, but I get that energy from Kendra. Like, you gonna do what she wants you to do when she wants you to do it, or else.
What kind of shit is that?
And every time she get the chance, she gonna tell you, well, I don't really need you like that anyway, because I'm Kendra G. No man wants to hear that, but especially a big boss man.
What the fuck do I look like?
Shouts to all the people. Shouts to all the confident, secure women that tune in to my show every night and support your girl. Tell your friends about it. I love you so much back. Shouts to all the confident girls who are living happy lives and tune in every night. Much love to you. Now, for you broke, dry vagina who just are miserable and sad and try to tune in every night to see how wonderful or glorious my life is, shout out to you too.
I mean, damn, sis, why does somebody have to tell you not to be a bitch? Why is that your go-to?
If she wasn't hurt, she wouldn't be going off like this. It wouldn't even have fazed her. But here's the thing, Kendra, you're miserable too. When you take your Halloween costume off at night and you got your jammies on, you know, your little bear slippers, and you looking at the sky, you cry yourself to sleep the same as these low-life deplorable women do. And that's why you work so much, so you don't gotta sit with your own brain and live with the pain.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that.
Shout out to you miserable, dry vagina bitches who tune in every single day, because guess what? I won. Because guess what? You decided to come here. I don't even know you. If I walked by you on street, bitch, I wouldn't even know who you was. But what you gonna do? Ooh, I just saw Kendra G. Yeah, because I'm that girl.
These women in her comment section are her groupies, though. She is right about that. A lot of these women idolize Kendra.
What the fuck? Why?
Is this the climax of Kendra's success? She said, I'm in a penthouse. I got the Rolls Royce. I got the Dolce & Gabbana.
When Mother Nature hit, or when, you know, a disease hit, the cove or something. You know, if her house or condo or whatever, a penthouse got burnt down in the wildfires and her wigs got burnt up and them dumb heels and outfits and shit and that stupid Dolce & Gabbana belt she always wear, if that got burnt up, she don't got no man there. See, because all the hype and the status and the clothes and the materialism, it means nothing when the shit really hit the fan. See, those are the times when women realize how much they need a man to be there for them.
I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not. I'm being my cocky shit for a second.
Well, y'all are the same in a way that you can't keep a damn man. And you're ghetto like them too, Kendra. So y'all do have a lot of similarities. And I'm sure even though they dusty living in the projects on Section 8, they probably got the same ego as you too. But don't assume that every woman who call you out for your BS is broke and dusty and not confident. A confident woman could call you out for your crap too. A confident, you know, successful woman can call you out for your hypocrisy as well. Acting like you know, acting like it, acting like you know.
that has been blocked and then created another page just to, you might be a lesbian at this moment. You might be more into me than to anybody else, but I understand. That's what happens when you got dirty vagina and you be broke. Can you be miserable? You be trying to find somewhere to put it, but you gotta know you a goofy, because if you here and you don't like me, you know how much that speaks about your life? Like, you had to volunteer to actually be here with us. And you don't like me? How goofy is that? That's the goofiest shit. I would never understand that goofy shit. How the fuck you don't like somebody, but you make time to spend with them every day? So, Keisha, insert name. I don't know. Whoever that message went through, take it with a bow.
I'm going to say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.